How have startups in Southeast Tennessee weathered the pandemic? What might entrepreneurship in this area look like years from now? The Company Lab, or CoLab, a nonprofit here in Chattanooga that supports startups, offers a few answers. Marcus Shaw is CoLab's CEO. Marcus, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Tell us more about the recent insights report from CoLab.
Our insights report is a report that we put together starting in 2018, and it was really to provide our Chattanooga community, as well as a larger community of entrepreneurial ecosystem providers and support organizations, some insights on the work that we've done over the past year. Three key takeaways oftentimes is how we highlight those insights and talk a little bit about our work in a bigger context. And so it really provides some framework around the work that we're doing, around our mission, and as well as some best practices that we want to share with other folks.
And the latest report focuses on a year that began before the pandemic hit the Chattanooga area, and then everything since. This is a report about adaptation.
Yes. 2020, as I point out in the report, is a year that is unlike anything anybody that's alive has experienced. Starting really in February, but more pronouncedly so in March, all of our basic human elements, as we know them, have been threatened, right? Kind of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is what everybody in this country talks about. Well, our lives have been threatened due to COVID. In some respect, our liberties, right? The way we think about, we can just move about freely, and that's our God-given right. Well, in the context of a pandemic, a lot of those things change, right? And then pursuit of happiness, when I see that in the way that it was kind of contextualized in the Constitution, I think that we often think about commerce and business, right? And everybody having the opportunity to pursue kind of happiness as they see it. For many of us, it's often business. This COVID crisis has absolutely impacted business. And so you layer on top of that a lot of the race and equity conversations that we've had, an election, arguably the biggest election in the history of kind of the modern United States. It just paints an incredible backdrop for business people and entrepreneurs to operate. I think CoLab, along with many of our partners in the city, were able to lead companies successfully in that period, but more so be a support for people, because that's what it's all about.
What are some of the lessons learned from how the entrepreneurial ecosystem here in the Chattanooga area had to adapt in 2020?
There are a couple of things that jump out at me. Number one, business is a risk proposition. And this is sometimes a controversial thing to say, but I think that it's true. All businesses have the potential to fail. But behind every business, right, a business is not just this kind of amorphous entity that operates with no culture and no personality. There's always people behind that. And as long as we're thinking about supporting people, then the business support will follow. And one of the things that we certainly saw, give a big shout out to Mayor Burke and the administration at the city, as well as Mayor Coppinger at the county, local responses were really focused on people first. And I think that provided a really strong triage to allow businesses to stay in place until federal and state responses were prepared to come along. And so I think what we saw was a healthy policy response from our local politicians. I think that that was also supported by a lot of strong support from the foundation and philanthropic community, but then from actual individuals. LaQuisha Ewing is one who is just a phenomenal woman and a true hero in this community. The We Over Me initiative that she put together not only supported businesses that were reacting to COVID-19, but if you remember Easter morning, right, also businesses that were impacted in the East Brainerd area by a tornado, also businesses that weren't quite sure where they were fitting in because they were run by diverse entrepreneurs and founders. And so I think people like LaQuisha and Carmen and James and Chris Sands and all of those folks have been real champions for this community in a unique way.
Looking ahead to the rest of this year at that entrepreneurial ecosystem, what's next? What's missing?
One thing that is probably the most obvious opportunity for entrepreneurial ecosystem is the addition of flexible capital to our community and to our businesses. If you look back in 2010, you have Blank Slate, you have Chattanooga Renaissance Fund, you have a number of funds that were coming about to support early stage venture backed companies. And I think those funds really helped catapult the ecosystem out of the 90s and early aughts, right, into this gig era of Chattanooga that we came to see in 2009, 2010. I think that there has been some fatigue in the early stage venture space. And so a resurgence of funding to support those big high growth businesses, I think is going to be important. Businesses like FreightWaves and Bellhops and Squid, Branch and Variable, and a number of the other high growth global market businesses that are growing here in Chattanooga. I think the other opportunity, which is equally, if not even more important, is flexible capital available to local-based businesses. One of the things that we've seen, and certainly during my time running CoLab, is that local-based businesses are kind of that foundation for your entrepreneurial community. And then you'll have a few of the high-growth businesses that create hundreds of jobs, but it's the companies that are creating dozens of jobs that are certainly the bedrock for a community. And so TVFCU has done a great job. There's some work that's being done with other financial institutions that are coming into the area to create more access to capital and doing that with some intentionality around diverse entrepreneurs, which leads really to, I think, the second point around the future of entrepreneurship for Chattanooga is making sure that all of the people in the community, regardless of your race or your gender or your sexual orientation, have the opportunity for that pursuit of happiness that we call business and commerce. And as we move with equal support to that next level, I think Chattanooga will emerge as one of the greatest entrepreneurial ecosystems in the country for a city of our size.
And this comes as people have been moving here. We're both living proof of that. Yep. As more people have continued to come here since we have. And when you see the stories about Tennessee leading an incoming U-Haul traffic in the country, this is also about preparing the community for those who are about to come here next and vice versa.
Ray, I think you hit one of the most important opportunities for Chattanooga, and as you said, for Tennessee broadly as a state. The demographic traffic, as evidenced by, you know, Bellhops has their annual report that they talk about inbound traffic, U-Haul, UPS. I mean, all of these transit companies are cataloging people that are moving. If you talk to our realtors, right, people are net buying houses in Chattanooga and in the Chattanooga region. There is a demographic shift that is happening in this state that is powerful for the future of business, right? We have what I would say are some tax advantages. We've got some other asset advantages, right? The gig here in Chattanooga is, you know, I call it our great natural resource, right? And then I think the Tennessee River is probably behind that, right? I mean, you know, 100 years ago, you build every city on a river, right? And that's how commerce happens. But today, right, with the gig, it's become a really incredible natural resource for our region. And so I think we've got a lot of the pieces in place to attract talent. What I think you've got to think about it on a net basis. So you will lose some talent, but you got to gain some talent. And the talent that you lose, right, I think you always want Chattanooga to remain in their heart. And a big part of that is that people have a really positive experience living here for the time that they are here. If they're growing up here, the measure that I always ask folks for, where's Chattanooga going? How many adults want their kids to move back here after they complete college? It's a great indicator for how progressive a city is. And especially when you ask that question across social and racial lines, right? If you're getting a consistent answer across socioeconomic and ethnic lines, then you've got something really special going on. And I think we're moving in the right direction.
And we're having this conversation as CoLab and yourself are in transition.
It's been an incredible 3.5 years. When I started or took over as CEO of CoLab in July of 2017, we set in place a 3-year strategic plan. And that's my philosophy on strategic plans for organizations of our size. We want to be highly, highly nimble and work with urgency. And so we put together a 3-year strategic plan that ended on December 31st, 2020. I'm happy to report, and the insights report in 2018, 2019, and 2020 have been part of kind of showing off some of the work that we've done. but we exceeded our expectations on all fronts. And the organization is in a fantastic position for the next person that comes in. We've gotten some incredible opportunities and relationships that we've built, and I'm happy to continue to support CoLab from wherever I am in the world, because I believe that CoLab is an important part of Chattanooga, and I believe Chattanooga is an incredible place for incredible people. The transition, as it is with anything, it is always a little bit bittersweet, right? In that, you know, I have a vision for what I'd love to do next, right? But I think it's important that, especially in the nonprofit world, that you continue to bring in new, incredible people to lead an organization so that the division doesn't get stale, right? You need a new set of eyes on a problem at all times. And as long as that set of eyes is working with the same core values as the organization, in our case, an appreciation for creativity, right? A maker mentality. We talk about that as a core value. Supporting and believing in diversity, inclusion, and belonging. That is a core value. And in my mind, a non-negotiable, right? And the third is about selfless ecosystem building. You have to be willing to give of yourself and to ask others to give of themselves to support entrepreneurship in Chattanooga. And there's so many organizations and institutions that have done this. I was on a call earlier with the Community Foundation, the work that Megan Jones and Dwayne Marshall are doing over there with their incredible board to support entrepreneurs and our ecosystem. It's just so indicative of the type of selfless ecosystem building that CoLab's values are built around.
So you will be moving on once a successor is named as CEO. What is next for you, and where is it next for you?
Ray, well, I can answer one partially, and the other, only God knows, right? I am relocating back to the D.C., Maryland area. It's where I moved from. Unfortunately, sometimes you deal with life, and you know, having parents or my mom who's aging and a mother-in-law, we're moving back to be closer to family as we navigate that caregiving journey. It is certainly something that I've learned from over the past several years, and my heart goes out to all that have to endure that type of process. But if we're fortunate, at some point in time, we all get to take care of those that took care of us. In terms of what's next, I am not committed to anything. I think I'll probably take a little bit of time to unpack and breathe and take a little bit of an environmental scan about what's going on in the world. DC has not been a place, right, over the past few months that has been unexciting. So I think it'll be interesting to come back to DC and think about what that environment looks like. Obviously, as I talked about kind of that local impact in Chattanooga, I think the federal level of leadership is a place where innovation and entrepreneurship will need another mouthpiece and a little bit more context on what's happening on the ground. And so whether that's, you know, through a formal position or not, it'll be exciting to be around some of those conversations and maybe be an entrepreneur myself. I don't know at this moment, but I'm certainly going to take time with family and just unpack figuratively and literally kind of what's happened over the past several years and think about next steps.
And in the meantime, where can people go online to catch up on the latest insights report and everything at CoLab?
So our website is still the best place for everything at CoLab. That's CoLab, CoLab.co. That's CoLab.co. On our hero banner, you can find a link to our 2020 insights report. It is phenomenal. There's a ton of rich media there. It's an interactive site that has a lot of our highlights from 2020. And in such a challenging year, I could not be more proud of our team and our ecosystem for all the work that they've done as we look into a better 2021.
All right, Marcus, thanks so much and best of luck.
Ray, thank you.